Providing high quality care to our patients. Don't wait to prioritize your health. Call us today at 337-404-1708 to schedule an appointment. We're located at 931 Veron Terrace.
When the night. From the studios of the 24-hour talk radio capital of West Louisiana and East Texas, all information, all talk, KWLA. This is Open Line, live on KWLA Anacoco, KWLV Manny, KVCL Winfield, KBDV Leesville, KTHP Hemphill, KZBL Natchitoches, and worldwide at KWLA1031.com or on the KWLA mobile app.
The views on this program do not reflect the views of any of the stations in this broadcast or any of the advertisers. The views are expressly those of the people expressing those views.
If you choose to comment on the program, guest, or contents of the program, email kwla at bdcradio.com. Now, live from the KWLA studios, Ted Dumas. Thanks for listening. We hope you enjoyed today's program.
Hey, good morning. Want to know what's playing at Parkway Cinema? Well, at Parkway Cinema, Civil War is playing. Monkey Man is playing. The First Omen. Godzilla vs. Kong. Kung Fu Panda. Go to acadianacinema.com and click on to Parkway Cinema to get all the show dates, everything you need. Wherever you live, if you've been thinking about getting a swimming pool, lots of things you need to determine. How much is it going to cost? What kind do you want? How reputable are the people putting it in? I highly recommend you call Philip Pitt, Pleasure Pools, Highway 6 in Hagewood. He's been doing this for 30 years. He does a complete package. He'll come out, give you all the information you need. 318-357-9000. U.S. Senator Dr. Bill Cassidy will be with us tomorrow. State Representative Jack McFarland is our guest this morning. Jack, good morning.
Good morning, Ted. How you doing?
Great. Well, I got to start the program off by doing something I really don't enjoy doing, and I try not to do it very often. I had a couple of reliable sources tell me, and I used the story yesterday, that Alan Seabaugh, who is our state senator, had come to an agreement with our local district attorney and was supporting a bill to provide for free health insurance for retirees from the DA's office, and I talked to Alan yesterday. He is not supporting the bill. I apologize to Alan for saying that he did. My information came from very reliable sources. He is not supporting the bill and said he would not be supporting the bill that Larry Bagley is providing. But in the conversation, I understand that maybe Wynn Parish is going to tack on to that bill where they can have a friendly senator there support it. Are you knowledgeable of this?
I am.
Now, what's happening?
So, there are several states. There are several parishes throughout the state that already have this in law for themselves, mostly all below I-10, a few scattered in North Louisiana. This was an opportunity for, I guess you can say, the DA in Sabine Parish and Wynn Parish, since it was added, to include the opportunity for an employees of their agencies to be eligible for retirement. Now, with that said, you and I know the challenges that we all have with retaining employees. Now, many of these employees are not high-wage earners. These are people that work in local government that historically have made $30,000 to $40,000 a year. And to encourage them to stay, this is one of those, I call it a tool to keep people to, or encourage individuals to stay with your agency longer. So for an example, in Wynn Parish, should this pass, there would be one, currently there's only one employee who would be even eligible to receive this, and she's not even currently eligible to receive it. She still would have several more years, but beyond that, they're in the same position that you and I and everyone else is in, and that's retaining people. And how do we get people to stay with us longer? If you can't give them more in their salary, then you offer them some type of benefit if they stay with you, and this is just one of those benefits.
Jack, you and I respectfully normally agree on things, so I think we can respectfully disagree on this. So here's my question. Take a person that's 60 years of age. They're in the logging industry. The company they work for is small, can't afford insurance for them. They're out there struggling on their own. They don't have any health insurance for them and their family. Yet they're having to pay for health insurance for state employees who decide to retire at 55. They're paying their insurance, but they don't have any. I guess my question is, this is just one of many bills in the legislature to benefit government employees. And do we ever stop tacking on more taxes to the public and expect them to pay for public officials?
So I agree with you, Ted. Historically, those are things that you and I have agreed upon. But on this issue, and I take each one individually and separately. So on this issue, and if you want to use a comparing a guy that's working in the woods, he's making twice what most of these individuals that I'm talking about. This is not like an individual in Baton Rouge making $110,000 a year. No, I would not support that. But for an individual in a local area, specifically Sabine or Wynn Parish, where they spend at least 25 years working at a job that they never have the ability to make more than $35,000-$40,000, then I am in agreement that if it takes that to encourage them to stay. Now, with that said, if you're 35 years old, you go to work there, you spend 25 years at it, then you're eligible for that insurance benefit. However, at the age that you have to file for Medicare, then you no longer get that additional insurance. Now, it can help cover your supplemental that goes with your Medicare, but that's it. It rolls off. So it's not like it's a forever and done. It's just a complement after you reach the age to receive Medicare. It can assist you in paying the supplemental.
Well, let me give you another example. I just filed my taxes last week. Not a happy day. Yet the legislature passed a law a few years ago exempting the first 20% of income for tax assessors. Can you imagine what would happen if I filed my tax return with the IRS and said, oh, I'm exempting my first 20% of income?
That was done before I got here, Ted, and I do not agree with it.
Yeah. Okay. I'm through taking the woodshed. Let's talk about things that are probably more important than that. And I realize I'm fighting losing battles on this. They'll keep always tacking things on for taxpayers to pay. But session's going pretty good so far.
It is. We're working very effectively and efficiently in the House, moving a lot of our legislation on over to the Senate, moving very rapidly, as a matter of fact. Had some good legislation come through. We've gotten all of the insurance reduction bills out of the House. They're all waiting in the Senate. I'm carrying one of those pieces of legislation, the direct action piece, to help lower our auto for personal and commercial. Those bills are now scheduled for next Wednesday, the 17th. Not the 17th, I'm sorry. Next Wednesday, the 24th, in Senate insurance. And the budget, we're continuing to work on the budget. I'm working on that this week. I hope to have it in committee on next Tuesday. That's when it's scheduled. And then be on the House floor next Thursday.
Any idea what the budget's going to look like total this year?
I can assure you it's not going to grow.
Oh, I hope not. Hopefully we're looking at some major decreases because that was a pretty bloated budget last year.
As we're working on it right now, there are reductions that I've put in that we have. I don't want to use the word I'm not in an individual. This is a group effort, but that we have worked diligently to put in there. Some of the things that we've done, specifically in the crime special session, we're going to have to account and pay for. So at the same time, I'm making reductions to provide a safe environment for all of our communities. Those do come with cost. I mean, when you lock people up, the taxpayers have to pay for them to be locked up, but there are additional costs that's going to be associated with that. So, you know, working through those offsets, but I'm encouraged because this will be the first year I've been in Baton Rouge that the budget didn't grow, and so I'm encouraged.
I assume you got people in the, because you're in one of the most powerful positions in the state of Louisiana, and I assume you got people every day coming to you wanting money for something.
Ted, I got off the phone last night at 10:30, and my phone starts ringing at 5 a.m. Lobbyists know that I get up early, and so...
you're Ted, a popular guy right now.
Well, all those people that have come to the trough for all these years, you know, they're still coming, and what they're finding is they're not being received as well. And, look, Ted, you and I know that government is here to provide a service. It's not here to provide everything. And so the basic services that you and I expect government to provide, I believe you and I agree on that 100%.
I agree. Well, let me, I need to go to commercial break. Before I do that, I want to bring up something. I can't find anybody that likes the highway department. It just seems like they get up every morning and say, which foot do I want to shoot today? Any chance a new highway department chief can kind of redo that program and get the highway department being a little bit more effective?
It is. I've been visiting with the Secretary of DOTD and the Chairman of the House Transportation Committee, and we are working on some proposals and some legislation that would move the DOTD to operate much more effectively. We often see projects that are held up waiting for design or engineers. That's got to stop, Ted. I mean, we have hundreds of millions of dollars sitting there waiting for projects to be done, and we're waiting on engineers and everybody. You and I in private business don't take that long. When we get ready to spend money to grow or build or redo something, we work quickly. And so these roadblocks that we've allowed to creep in there through the years, I'm encouraged that the new secretary, he is making a 100% effort to reduce those roadblocks and start moving these projects.
Our guest this morning is Jack McFarland, State Representative Wynn Parish. Be back with Jack in a moment. This time of the year, you need to get your air conditioning checked out. Why? Because it may be lower Freon, it may need cleaning, it may be using way too much electricity. How do you do that? I suggest you call Bass Heating and Cooling. They've got hometown-friendly service. You can call them at 318-554-9884. Check them out on Facebook or go to their website, bassheatingandcooling.com. When you call them, make sure you mention that you heard the ad on the radio. You get an additional 10% discount.
This is Trotter LaFollette from Manny, Louisiana. I'm a junior at Northwestern State University majoring in secondary education. NSU was founded as a teacher's college. It's a perfect fit for my career goals as a licensed educator. I want to make a positive impact on lives of young people and guide them to academic success. If you live in Sabine Parish, I hope that you'll consider joining myself and others here at NSU for a great education and a pathway to a career. For more information or a free tour, just contact us at nsu.la/visit. Fork 'em.
When it comes to clothing and accessories for the great outdoors, there's no better place to shop than Nichols. Drop by the clothing department and check out our colorful selection of men's and ladies' shirts and t-shirts by Drake Waterfowl Systems. Beat the heat this summer with a wing shooter shirt with Stay Cool cotton fabric. We've got Drake logo t-shirts in men's and ladies' sizes, great colors, and a super selection, too. For boots, clothing, home decor, and accessories, there's no better place to shop than your local Nichols store.
At Quality Wood Furniture, you'll find solid American-made wood pieces. Choose from many timeless and functional styles of dining, bedrooms, office, and outdoor furniture in a variety of unfinished and finished options. Quality Wood Furniture has something for every room and a friendly, knowledgeable staff that's ready to assist you. With an on-site finisher and a custom builder available, we'll help you get the perfect look for your new furniture. You'll enjoy the strength and durability of real solid wood furniture for years to come. Visit our showroom today, Quality Wood Furniture in Leesville.
AGS Auto Glass Service, located at 2017 South 5th Street, wants to remind you to bring a chipped, cracked or shattered windshield to them so they can bring it back to clarity with fast, friendly service. Call 337-238-1821. AGS Automotive Glass Service offers windshields, mirrors, furniture tops, glass windows, power windows, front window shields, mobile service, plexiglass, and Lexan repair. That's AGS Auto Glass, your hometown automotive glass specialist with over 50 years experience.
For decades, we've been helping the folks in Western Louisiana and East Texas. With the addition of my daughter, Liza, who is a certified financial planner professional, our family tradition of proven conservative management continues. As the old man's still around, I'd say we're moving on up. Time-tested with rural family and investing values. Proven management of your hard-earned dollars in this day of economic uncertainty. Give us a call. Wayne Christian Financial Services, 936-598-9966, or on the web at waynechristian.com.
You know where you always get a great buy? It's at Nichols. They got stores in Winfield, Leesville, Coushatta, and Manning. Lauren Moore and the folks there want to redecorate your house, anniversary gifts, whatever, they can do it. Stop by a Nichols store close to you today. State Representative Jack McFarland is our guest, and you're in charge of finance. So what's the official title?
Chairman of Appropriations.
And what would that, that'd be about the third or fourth most important and powerful position in Louisiana?
It is, Ted, and in the Capitol, it's the third.
Toward the end of the session, everybody and their brother is going to come to you wanting a walking track or water money or road money or whatever. How do you determine who's worthy and who's not?
So what we've made a concerted effort with the Speaker and the Senate President, we've told all the members we want to focus mainly on roads, bridges, water and sewer. All projects that benefit all the locals, not these NGOs that come in, come to the trough, get a little bit of money, and go back, and it doesn't benefit all the citizens, only benefits a few people. And it's mainly those things that you see that you and I would agree we don't like to see them because they're not benefiting all the public.
If you could do that, Jack, that'd be the biggest change I've seen in Louisiana in 20 years.
Well, this year I'm taking and I'm cleaning up past pieces of projects and money that's in the process. And as I clean those projects out, because once the money was already committed and they started spending it, I have to allow them to continue to finish.
Sure.
I can't go back and rake it back because those obligations have already been made. But some of those projects, Ted, we have taken back because the money had not went out. And some of those projects that were going to splash pads and all those, and even a lot of the NGOs and things that you and I do not agree with, we have clawed that money back to the state and are redirecting that money to major infrastructure that will benefit the state and the locals.
If you do that, you will have accomplished something that no one has done that I can remember in the state of Louisiana, getting rid of all those slush fund activities. It looks to me like the attempt to get rid of the state income tax is dead.
It is for now. I know that if the Constitutional Convention is being proposed, that would be one of the areas that we would like to sit down and look at is our, all of our tax system, not just the income tax. Ted, we're sitting with funds, $9 billion just sitting in accounts that were dedicated for specific purposes, and many of those accounts have not moved. No money's been moved out of them in several years. So, but they're protected by the Constitution. So I think now is a good time for us to go back and review those things. But I remind you, Ted, to do this, to do the Constitutional Convention, the public still has to vote and give us permission to do that. So none of those things are going to happen without the public's support.
At this point, is Jeff Landry pretty well getting what he wants or not?
Jeff hadn't got 100% of what he wants, but he's batting very well. He's doing, I could say, 90% of everything he's wanted.
The liberal so-called Republicans in the Senate, have they learned yet that Jeff is not going to roll over and play dead?
The Senate has definitely changed. It has definitely moved more to the right, more into a conservative position. It still has some room to grow. There was some modest changes this past election cycle with the addition of five or six new senators that have moved it to a more fiscally conservative and even socially conservative Senate. So I'm encouraged that the Senate is lining up more with the House now. If you look at the things we've been able to pass in the House without much opposition, then I think that the future says that the Senate is going to be in a much better place for us to be successful.
Our guest this morning, State Representative Jack McFarland. We got lots more to talk about, a little time to do it. We'll be back in a moment. Northwestern State University. Do you know in just a few months you'll be getting ready to think about where you're going to attend a university in the upcoming fall session? Have you thought about Northwestern? They've got a free tour. They've got all the information you need. They've got financial aid available. They've got a great education and a safe environment. Northwestern State University, excellence in education.
West Central Wholesale has fast, friendly service and quality products. Paper products, commercial janitorial supplies, and coffee service is just a small example of all we have to offer. Come check out our office supplies, party supplies, and more. We're located at 950 North 6th Street in Leesville. Give us a call at 337-239-6511. That's West Central Wholesale in Leesville.
Offering free delivery to businesses in Vernon, Beauregard, and Sabine Parishes.
Hi, this is Kelly Patty with Beauregard Specialty Center. Looking for a reliable healthcare provider in Leesville? Our clinic provides a wide range of primary care services, including sick visits, wellness exams, routine medical visits, lab draws, and occupational health services. We are a team of experienced healthcare professionals committed to providing high-quality care to our patients. Don't wait to prioritize your health. Call us today at 337-404-1708 to schedule an appointment. We're located at 931 Verone Terrace.
Don't miss the Louisiana Doll Festival, 10 a.m. till 6 p.m., Saturday, April 20th, in historic downtown DeRidder, where you'll experience the beauty and marvel at the delicate wonder and rich stories of dolls throughout history. You can always tour the Beauregard Tourist Commission's free Lois Lofton Doll Museum year-round, but Saturday, April 20th, there'll be boutiques, home decor, food vendors, a kid's tent, and more. To become a vendor, call 337-396-6048 or email louisianadollfest@gmail.com. This message brought to you by the Beauregard Tourist Commission.
Natchitoches Wood Preserving and Company with Lumberrock Premium Docking handles all of your deck, dock, rail, or porch needs. Lumberrock Wood is a specially made synthetic dimensional lumber made from plastic and natural fill material. The game of Lumberrock lumber is strength and durability, two traits that Natchitoches Wood Preserving swears by. Their synthetic lumber is tough, waterproof, high performance, easy to install, and it requires minimal maintenance. Natchitoches Wood Preserving will provide you with an aesthetic lumber that comes in a wide array of colors and will last you a lifetime. Look for yourself at the Wonders of Lumberrock at 8236 Highway 1 in Natchitoches or call 318-357-0380.
Looking for new flooring? Head to Jay's Carpet One Floor and Home in DeRidder. We are part of the largest floor covering buying group in North America. You'll always get a good deal at Jay's. We are locally owned and dedicated to our community. Our flooring experts can help you select from thousands of styles, and we also offer window treatments. Come see us at Jay's Carpet One Floor and Home in DeRidder, 1515 North Pine Street, 337-463-7464.
Okay, it's that time to get your eyes checked, and you've been putting it off, but stop that nonsense. Call up Louisiana Eye and Laser Center, 318-487-2020, and get an appointment. Or go to laeyeandlaser.com. They're in Leesville, Natchitoches, Winfield, Alexandria. In fact, they got 14 locations with great service. From routine eye exams to the most complicated surgery, laeyeandlaser.com. State Representative Jack McFarland's our guest this morning. And, Jack, Constitutional Convention, what's the chances of it happening?
Well, I definitely believe the support is there in the House. I don't know about in the Senate. The Senate has been more reluctant to move expeditiously on this. As I appreciated in conversations I've had with senators, they would like to slow down, take a little time, look at all these things, and there's nothing wrong with that, Ted. I'm in a complete agreement with that. If we're going to do this, I want to make sure we do it right. We only get one shot at it, and so I think it's important that we do it correctly.
Looks to me like that the special session did a lot to improve the safety of people in Louisiana. It looks to me like the criminals lost out in that special session. What's your thoughts?
I agree 100%. I think you're already seeing some of the changes just in this short amount of time. Even some of those bills have not all went into effect. Some have, but I can tell you the criminals are paying attention because the word is out. If you do these things, you will go to prison. Now, there's not going to be a slap on the wrist. You're not going to get to go walk out on bond. A lot of those things have been tightened up, and the judges and the DAs have the tools now to lock these individuals up, and we've given them what they needed to do their jobs.
Liz Morrow was with me Monday on our regular monthly program. I always kid around with her before we start the program. Said, you put anybody in jail this week? And she always answers affirmatively. It appears to me with the state police and what's taken place during your administration and the Andrew administration, we're finally getting some kind of more civility in New Orleans.
We are, and I think you're already seeing that, and just the presence immediately of having state police there and the changes in the criminal codes. Like I said, I think the message was sent loud and clear, and I think they're paying attention now.
Go ahead.
I don't know if it will continue to change their behavior, but look, for the state police to be effective, we have to fund them. And those are the things I've been challenged with, is redirecting revenue from other places that you and I would agree it didn't need to be going, and going to public safety. And that has been a challenge, but we have to give the state police the tools. And look, they're almost 300 troopers short. So,
but let me interrupt you for a second, Jack. Don't you think, forget about the politicians, don't you think that's what the average citizen wants? They want their money not going to walking parks. They want it to go to police protection. They want it to go to education. They want it to go to things that matter to them. And I recognize you get a lot of opposition from politicians, but don't you think that's what the average Louisiana citizen would like to see happen?
100%. When I'm home and I'm just in my district, or even when I'm just somewhere and people want to talk, they talk more about those things. They don't come to me and say, hey, I want a walking park, or hey, I want a splash pad. Now, there are those groups that ask for those things, but
sure.
The average citizen taxpayer says, Jack, I want a good public school. I want safety. I want good roads, and I want safe water.
Final,
those are the four things.
Yeah. Final question I got for you. Jeff Landry said it quite often on this radio program, and it started very aggressively. Are we going to get rid of the woke movement in universities?
So Jeff has made a very concerted effort, and he has pretty much told all the university presidents and the UL system that it's time to focus less on those social things, things that may be popular with the woke, and to focus more on what their jobs really are, and that is educating our children to be our future. And I believe he has all the support of the legislature, and you'll see that reflected in many of the pieces of legislation that are moving through the House and the Senate.
Hey, Jack, thanks so much for sharing your time this morning. Look forward to next month.
Absolutely. Thank you, Ted.
Of how we used used to walk hand in hand. I pray someday she will forget me, 'cause